Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look at all those chickens.
There isn't a man within 100 miles that has the balls to come out here, look me in the eyes, and tell me any different.
Scum has a tendency of finding its own love.
Yeah, you know, not only does Regal realize it. Let's talk about this belt, shall we?
No way. You're not changing that.
Out with the old and in with the new.
No way. Oh my God, he's gonna hit him.
From the bottom of my heart. What is wrong with him? You're sincerely the world champion, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
I can't tell. Are they getting booed or are they getting cheered? What's happening? Oh, yeah!
The Elite charging up the ramp. Face that because of the... Uh-oh! Broken nose!
God damn it, Kenny! Like that?
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is December 2nd. We are so thankful that you are here. Maggie, how you doing?
Why am I, like, half my reactions are about the main event every time. Hi, Rob. It's me, Maggie, you know, with the dry hair. Okay, this is new to me. I thought I had no kryptonite, but apparently it's my hair. Because, like, you know that I'm completely unbothered by people on the internet, right? Like, I just completely ignore that. But apparently my hair is the place I draw the line, because never in my life, anyone that I've met has ever said that I have dry hair, because it is so smooth and silky that if you touch it, you can get an orgasm, okay? So if I actually bother to blow dry it, it will become smoother than your brain, you idiot person on the internet. I don't even remember what his handle was. But this got to me really, really bad, because, like, I love my hair so much and I take care of it. And this is actually, dude, what, like, naturally dried out hair looks like. If I use a hair, like a blow dryer, it will be completely different, you jerk. Well. So guys, hi, welcome to our show. Please send us super chats, send us our humper chats. Please, humper chats, let us keep a little bit more of the money because we're poor. Also, please like the video and then share the video. Also, like the new YouTube algorithm thingy that I know nothing about has been really, really weird to us. So if you leave a comment on the video, not in the live chat, but again, on the video, and you share the video, it will mean a lot to us. Please, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us. Do you want me to talk a little bit about the dead animal in our bar?
Well, yeah, in just a second. I just want to say two things. One, the asshole who made that comment can basically just go fuck himself a couple of times, and then he can go do that to his, never mind. That's enough of him. The other thing is, I just want us, how are you enjoying the World Cup?
I am enjoying the World Cup. Germany is out the World Cup. And this is a bit funny to me, because, like, I don't take the World Cup that seriously, because it's just I enjoy watching football, real football. I enjoy watching football when it's, you know, the European Cup or the World Cup. It's fun. Plus, there are guys with excellent legs, so that's amazing. I always enjoy watching that. Yeah. And because, like, Germany were one of the favorites to win, and they are out the World Cup, like yesterday they were out. Yeah. And it gives, like, others a chance.
Sure.
So that's fine. Right now, Serbia are playing Switzerland, and I love Switzerland, but, like, Serbia is our neighbor country, and so I'm biased. So go Balkans. Fuck yes.
Well, I'll read these super chats before we hear your story. Chris Mueller sends us a super chat. Hey guys, not feeling super great today. Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. So I might not see the show live. Just wanted to wish you both a happy Friday. Hopefully SmackDown and Rampage are fun. Well, first off, get better, my friend. Hope you start. We definitely want that first. And
I will attack, hug the crap out of you, my friend.
And our great friend Jackie Rodriguez sends us a super chat that says, "Hello, you beautiful beings." Hello to you.
Hi. We love Jackie so much.
Yes. So, yeah. So,
by the way, Jackie, I'm so sorry that we forgot to mention. So this is us. Making amends. I want to wish you a happy 1 year anniversary of Elite POV. I love that show, and please start doing the shows, like, on Sunday after like morning for you guys, so I can watch it live. And yes, hopefully a lot more years to come, because you guys are amazingly wholesome. And
yeah. Well, before we get to your dead animal story, the MJF looked like he was trying to end William Regal, so, and make him look like a dead animal this past week on Dynamite. But
what a segue, Rob.
Yeah, I know. That's why I went that route. But
I know.
your quick. Let's go with your quick story on this dead animal, because I've been wanting to hear this.
Yeah, all day, ever since I told you. So this is weird. Like, you know, like, this is odd for me, but like, you know how you guys have this weird construction for your houses and like raccoons die under your houses?
Yeah.
Like this is weird because we don't build houses that way. So because like the building our bar is in is like 1,000 years old, and it has like this sort of construction on one part of the building. It's okay on the other. It's like next to the ground, but like on the beginning of our bar, like it's like it has a huge gap between the ground and the beginning of the bar. So there are a lot of stuff there. And like, we can see this hole from our electric box where the electric cables are.
Yep.
And apparently, like a year ago, a rat like got electrocuted in that box, and we had no idea what was going on because it smelled really bad. You do know what it smells like, right?
Yeah, it smells
and bad. It's awful. It's that flesh, and yes. I was like, guys, something has died here. I don't know where it is, but something died here. And they're like, come on, like it's not that bad. I'm like, it's dead. Like there's something dead here. And then there was some electric troubles, and my bosses had to open the box, and he was like, fucking what? And he was like, it was as big as a cat. And I was like, what? And yeah, so now we know that animals can actually die in that box. So during Tuesday, at the end of my shift, I was like, there's something funky in here. But like I didn't give it much thought. And now today when I opened the bar, because like at the very entrance of the bar, this is where the electric box is. And when I opened the bar and rushed to go like disable the security system, and I'm like, you know, I was talking to a regular customer while he was drinking his coffee, and he was like, why didn't you tell him on Tuesday? And I was like, do you mean to tell me that they can sense that for 2 days? They seriously. And having in mind that I'm quitting smoking, and when a smoker quits smoking, like our senses of smell, like we start smelling things that we've never smelled before.
Yeah.
And this is something that, oh my fucking God. So my boss came today, and he was like, well, okay, not only is there something dead, but there's something moving in there. And I'm like, and I was freaking out because like, how do you expect me to work? Like, you mean to tell me that there's something dead and there's something other than dead moving? And he was like, what do you expect me to do? And I'm like, fucking burn down the bar, maybe. I don't know. Okay. What is happening?
Yeah.
And then he was like, I don't know what the big deal is. And I'm like,
wow. All right. Well, we got one more super chat.
We're 12 minutes in, and we haven't talked about wrestling at all.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna start. We got one last super chat to read. Ryan Sullivan sends us a super chat that says, "Coexisting with Rob and Maggie, back on Overbooked, and hopefully filthier than ever." Yeah,
I'm so fucking cunt fucking sorry that.
But we are back. Let's get started. As Dave Meltzer talked about today, The Rock possibly returning at the Royal Rumble. Maggie, I know how much
I hate it. Okay. I hate it.
Well, I know how much you love The Rock, so that's why I asked you what you think. But we got your opinion already here.
Yeah, but it's like a tiny portion of it. I love The Rock. He's my all-time favorite. As I mentioned numerous times on the show, he's the reason why I started watching wrestling, and he's the reason why I got back into wrestling. I will always enjoy the crap out of The Rock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love his movies. I love his work. He's amazing on the mic. No one can touch him. And he's the most
wrestling entertainer ever. Like he got this thing over. So I would love him to return, but him winning the Rumble would be the biggest mistake ever. Because you know that they will boo the ever-living shit out of him. This is not the way to build that match. And I do not want The Rock versus Roman Reigns to be about any title. So you must mean that Roman Reigns must lose the titles at the Rumble for it to make any kind of sense. And then The Rock saying, well, okay, I won the Rumble, but I don't want to fight Cody Rhodes or whatever person who's dethroning Roman. I want to fight Roman. And I don't want The Rock to compete for the titles. Like, we all know that he's not going to... I'm sorry. We all know that he's not going to win if he wins the Rumble. This is just the wrong way to go. You can talk for a bit while I start coughing. You're muted.
The thing is, I was coughing too for a second. That's why I went on mute. But the thing is I agree with you. I don't want him to go for the title. I want him to go for the head of the table type thing is what I want. I think that's what majority of us want. The title thing, I'm kind of leaning towards you. I want it to either be Cody Rhodes or Sami Zayn, if it's going to happen at all. But I don't know if it's still going to happen yet. I really don't, because it's the storyline with Roman has been going on. It's been going on a long time, obviously, but it's been going on so well, and I know some are getting frustrated with it, but I absolutely love it. And we know The Rock's going to lay down for him. The Rock's going to lose. He just did.
The Rock has no problem putting over other people.
Yeah.
Except for that one time when he beat Punk. Like, that's another thing.
Yeah. So.
The thing is, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but we're going to talk about this later when we talk about Survivor Series. The thing, like the whole story concerning around Roman Reigns and the bloodline, it is so absolutely, I enjoy it so much. I really enjoy everything about the story with the bloodline, and it makes me so happy because I want all my wrestling to be entertaining, but it also makes me incredibly frustrated because it shows you that they're capable of telling amazingly awesome and phenomenal storylines if they care. So that must mean that they don't care about the rest of their show apart from Roman. This is so absolutely frustrating to me.
Yeah. Scott George makes a good point. As far as like an advertising thing goes, I could absolutely see this happening for the, like, one reason is to promote the XFL, the football league that he's starting in, or that he took over, that he bought for February, like doing like an ad thing and WWE promoting it for him. Mm-hmm. That can make sense. But the one thing too that comes to mind is you can bring The Rock into Royal Rumble. You don't need to put him in it, per se.
Yeah, yes.
And WrestleMania is two nights, so you could have Roman wrestle two nights. You could have Roman defeat The Rock on night one and have him face somebody on night two. Or you could have the championship match on night one if you want to. I know night two is always the last one, but you can change it if you want to. I think the big surprise this year for the Royal Rumble is going to be Stone Cold. I think Stone Cold's going to be the Royal Rumble. I really do.
Because he's been shown, like, training a lot. Yeah. And he decided to dunk on those rumors and say, I just look at myself in the mirror and I thought I looked like crap. And that's why I started. Okay, we're all doing that. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You can. I don't mind if they bring back The Rock for the Rumble, but actually him getting eliminated maybe by Solo Sikoa. And if when he gets eliminated, he does a promo like on Raw or SmackDown or whatever. I prefer SmackDown actually because it's its own show. Like he came up with it. They can start like doing like all these promos of, oh, you couldn't get the job done, so this means that I am the tribal chief. So because you got eliminated, you didn't win. And this is how they can make The Rock versus Roman Reigns a thing, even without the titles. Like or like The Rock can fight Roman Reigns on night one, but like for not the titles, and then the Roman Reigns fights on the second night for the title. But like, you know that The Rock and Roman is a main event, right? Yes. So this must mean that neither of the nights will be main evented by women. And that sucks. And I know they will never do that because like they will never hear the end of it from me.
Yeah. No.
And it's they're booking themselves into a corner here.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Graham sends us a super chat. Adrenaline in my soul, Cody Rhodes season. Let's
fucking go. Yeah. Okay. I like that
pops. Yeah, so if The Rock, I mean, obviously, I want The Rock to come back. Anytime The Rock's on my TV, I'm going to be happy. You know,
if someone says that they don't want The Rock to be back, they are lying.
Yes, they are, or something's wrong with them. One of the two, but
yeah.
And I know I've seen a couple people, and I even saw it in the chat here that people are saying like, well, you know, Meltzer this, Meltzer that. Meltzer's more right than he is wrong. So it's one of those things where this rumor's been going on for a long time, ever since LA was pretty much announced. So, I think it's going to happen. I really do. I really do think it's going to happen.
Will he win?
That part I don't know. That's the tricky part. I just have no idea. But we'll have to see. But let's go with some other talk about a potential return. There's been a lot of talk about the potential return of Mr. William Regal coming back to the WWE possibly. After this week, we got to see MJF cut a promo and show off his new world title.
I was so worried. I was legitimately worried that they're gonna change the design, and it's one of my favorite belt designs in wrestling right now. And when he revealed it, and I'm like, oh, I it's stupid. I'm glad that he didn't, so that's a he got us. MJF got us with that.
Oh yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I was falling asleep halfway through that promo, and I was like, does this why is this promo so boring? Why am I falling asleep during an MJF promo? This shouldn't happen ever. He got us. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it from the beginning when he came out. Like right away, you see him like stop and throw gum at the kid. I popped at that. I absolutely loved it. I was not expecting that. The other like one question I was going to ask is, do you think this leads to a potential Bryan Danielson MJF feud? Because the
first of all, Bryan Danielson and Yas needs to stop being a thing and like stop fighting all the time. This needs to stop, first of all, and then they can do whatever the hell they want. Also, I don't want Bryan to lose ever. So I don't know. They will fight. They will have a match at one point or another. They will. But yes, thank you. I'm actually a bit concerned already. Because you know what, when I told you last week that I didn't actually like the match between Moxley and MJF, because I built it up in my head a lot, because I thought that we were going to get the classic MJF banger of a match, because like every time he fights, every time he has a match, he shows how good he is in the ring and not only on the mic. But we didn't see that. Like, he got his ass kicked for 20 minutes. He sold like grotesquely bad all the time, and he oversold a lot of things comedically, and then he won with the Regal assistance. And now if this means that all, like, for an entire year that we're gonna get that, it's gonna get really frustrating, because if he uses that, we know that he's gonna use that belt for, you know, the bidding war of 2024. We know that's gonna happen, because like that's basically been their storyline ever since the whole MJF thing started. So I'm kind of worried that things will become really, really stale, and if it keeps being that way, a potential match with Bryan Danielson will mean a lot, because if you have a bad match with Bryan Danielson, it's...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Probably your fault. It's the same with AJ Styles and Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada and Jay White. It's probably your own fault because you suck. You cannot possibly have a bad match with these people. I hope so, yeah. But like his first feud, probably no. Like, I hope not. But it seems that they're planning towards that, because Brian seemed so concerned. Like, he hopped on the ambulance with Regal. And if, like, the ambulance brings Regal back to WWE, where does that leave Bryan Danielson? Like, they kick him to the curb, and then he, like stops like a car on the motorway. Yeah.
The one thing that... I don't think he's going to keep that title all the way to 2024.
You don't? Okay.
No, I think he's going to... At first, I thought he was going to lose it at Double or Nothing. I think he actually loses it at All Out. And I think he loses it to your guy, Wardlow.
Wardlow?
That's my guess. I think he's going to lose it to Wardlow. Because if... I think they have to... I think Wardlow's going to be the guy they... that's just what I would do, but and that's just my opinion.
Well, Wardlow did say that he was coming.
And when I tell you, Maggie, when Wardlow talks, I'm always like, okay, what's he gonna say? He's got to say something that we can.
He's so doing it on purpose, and he even said it in the interview with Joel Pearl.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And when he said that, it was just like, oh, Jesus. Like even Kate like tweeted that. I'm like, yeah. And that's when I told the story. This is what we do. I'm like,
yeah. Please do reactions.
Yeah, please do reactions. Because that was the one I was waiting for. But yeah. And there are some other things I wanted to touch base on this one. I liked how they talked about how the email, like how they set this up. He said, don't use the ring.
It went full circle.
Yeah, don't use the ring. Let's teach Moxley a lesson. Use the brass knucks. The new title was, I get where you were kind of scared about it, because I was too. I was like, what's this going to look like? Big Burberry belt is what they call it. And then the most talked about thing after, other than the William Regal thing, obviously, in my opinion, what I saw on Twitter that night was Jolly old Saint Nick and what's he called? Triple H. Trips.
My best pal Trips.
Yeah,
my
Trips. Trips. Those were pretty interesting, and I like that. I love the fourth wall type stuff. I absolutely love fourth wall stuff in wrestling. What was your takeaway in that?
Yeah, but I know that my memory sucks, but I feel like he's done this before. Like,
oh, yes.
Yeah, he's done this before. And here's the thing. You know when wrestling becomes too aware of itself, you know? Mm-hmm. When they know, like, they did it like the other week with Death Triangle. We're not stupid. We watched the show. We've seen the vignettes, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they are like, we see the thing we saw on SmackDown last week when Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn were having a conversation and like Jey Uso was like peeking behind the door. What?
That was kind of dumb, but it was funny.
I know, I kind of get it, like, because, you know, it's, you don't see that, you don't say that when you watch a soap opera, okay, you know, but like, on numerous occasions, wrestling has been aware of itself, and why should, like, this is the kind of thing when a referee comes out to stop the match because they saw from the back that there was a disqualification, and no, this is not the winner, you need to restart the match. And then, like, because, like, shenanigans happen. And then the next match, shenanigans happen as well, and no referee comes from the back. This is the same, like, it's the same thing that doesn't work. And when you, because it's weird if MJF doesn't address this, because if anything, MJF has been one of the people on AEW that we know that he just doesn't give a fuck, okay? Like, he's gonna talk about whatever he wants and address things as we as fans are picturing them. He's gonna address them because they know that he knows that this brings views, this brings clicks, this gets talked about on Twitter, on social media or whatever, on Hive. If you people have Hive, because I cannot, like, it sucks. So it's he gets it. He knows how to do it, and he knows how to bring buzz on himself. And you know, good for him, because like, he has more than a year left on his contract, and from now, people are actually talking about people he's going to potentially feud in WWE. This is what you should do. He gets the game, Trips, you know, pun intended. So he knows how to play it, and kudos, because he's like 25, 24. Like, I don't know how, I remember, I forgot how old he was. But like, kudos on him for being able to get that at that age, because like, there we know about a lot of wrestlers that are in their 30s and still don't know how to play the game, which is not a shot at anyone, just that it's so amazing when you have that generational talent that MJF is. And if you don't want to acknowledge that you're just like not that into wrestling. Because imagine, we all know that if eventually he turns up in WWE, one of the biggest concerns out there that is that he would have to be PG. But like, it's the Triple H era. It's no longer Vince. So like, stuff may happen. Are you muted again? Yes, you were muted again.
Yep, I was.
Yeah, okay. So you can talk because I'm hungry. Guys, I'm yeah. I'm eating. Well, I'm sorry, really. This is so unprofessional, but like, I haven't eaten in 15 years. So please, okay. I apologize. I know it's not. So you talk so I can eat.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, you pretty much hit it like right there. I agree with pretty much everything you said there. Moving on, we'll go ahead and just go through Dynamite real quick. Some of the things that I really liked, obviously, about Dynamite, the Jon Moxley Hangman segment was good. I'm actually surprised that Jon Moxley is still around. I thought he was gone. I mean, I thought he was gone, like right after.
I thought that, dude, like, go have your vacation. We love you. Like, so, thank you. Thank you for helping. Thank you for carrying the company since September. Like, thank you for being here. Like, go please take a rest for, like, you have a family now. It's not about you. It's about your wife, you know, and your beautiful daughter. Just go and, like, spend time with them. But this was great. I ignore Fightful Select before shows because I want to be like surprised.
You want to be surprised, yeah.
I want to be surprised. And I did not see that coming. I was so happy. I have a question for you.
Okay.
On Dynamite, they mentioned briefly on commentary, they didn't even talk about it like as a whole. Well, they mentioned briefly on commentary the thing that happened with Preston Vance on Rampage last week.
Mm-hmm.
They like nothing whatsoever other than that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Shouldn't Hangman be pissed at Preston?
Oh yeah, he definitely should. And my Minnesota accent just came out right there, big time.
Like, let me just talk really, really quick about that. I am so happy that he's no longer wearing a mask.
Yeah.
This is so great. I'm so happy. Like, he was my first AEW crush ever. I will never forget Preston. He's just so, so great. If this actually, because this will end up at one point for Preston against Wardlow, I'm just gonna wait it out. I will probably have multiple like panic attacks during the match because like I.
You know what that means. You just have to
sacrifice, 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 sacrifice.
You were waiting for that. Like, you had your finger on it.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to.
I know. It works miracles. So, yeah. I get it that Hangman needs to go after Moxley because, like, his injury happened during the Moxley match. But I would kind of want to, maybe if they address it on, surely they have to address it on BTE, right?
I would hope so. I mean, Chad's having a little fun with all of this.
Why?
Well, don't let the finger working miracle joke go unappreciated. that's what she said literally. Wait. Caden wants to be a prick and say this. I saw him over the weekend, Maggie.
I'm really happy for you, Caden. You have really nice hair.
What was that?
It's weird, right?
Yeah. What happened?
I appreciate you, Caden. You're a wonderful human being, and you contribute to Fightful is really appreciated.
Oh, the reverse psychology. I like it. Nice. Yeah. So
I'm a nice person, Rob.
Yeah, that is true. Bryan Danielson versus Dax Harwood. Yep.
Oh.
Take my money. Take it all. Oh. Jesus.
This was so great. Because I suppose there would have been pricks on the interweb that did not like this match because, oh, there is no smashing around and there is no throwing. I want big, meaty men that they're like probably slapping meat. I don't care. This was grappling at its finest, okay?
Yeah, it was.
This was so great.
I love that. That was great. I just was like, wow, you can't beat that. No, the match was fantastic, and Dax Harwood had a hell of a week with the people that he's been able to be in the ring with. Ricky Steamboat.
Yes.
Mike Bailey.
Holy crap. Jesus.
Congrats
to him. Mike Bailey is low-key having the best year of his life.
Oh, you know, he is. And, man, can you imagine that WWE, if I remember correctly, WWE brought in Mike Bailey for a tryout. I believe.
I cannot agree with that because I have no idea if it happened or not. Did it happen?
I'm convinced. Somebody can double check, but I'm convinced. I thought I heard they brought him in, or maybe they wanted to bring him in. One of the two. I'll let somebody look that up and double check. But anyways, you had the fancy fashion Wardlow. We had a video package of Wardlow, or excuse me, Will Hobbs. We also had Samoa Joe and the newly signed AR Fox. Ricky Starks versus Ari Daivari. Willow Nightingale, who is just over. My God, that woman is over.
She is so over. Do you think that she will be the one to dethrone Jade? Or are you sticking with Chris Statlander?
It's so tough. I'm starting to think it might be Willow. I really do. That's the thing. I think it's going to be one of those two. So I know that's kind of cheating on your answer, but I think it's going to be one of those two. I really do. And maybe with it being Statlander now would be the way to go, I think. But it's really hard. Either one would be the right call.
Yes, but if they have a legit timetable on about when Statlander comes back, oh my God, I burped. This is so unprofessional. Sorry. So if they have a timetable on which Chris would be back, they can work around that, or they can wait it out. I know people are saying Hikaru Shida, because she will definitely be one of the biggest challenges that Jade's ever had, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'm really torn because, like, when you built up someone to be that good, it's kind of really, really hard to build up someone else to the point when they'll be legitimately contenders for that person to dethrone them.
And I agree with this. That does make sense. That reminded me kind of Walter the other night.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was pissed off. Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't make me too happy. I did not like that. We had the return of Ruby Soho. She'll be feuding with Anna Jaya and Anna, or excuse me,
Anna.
Say,
Anna.
And feuding with JAS.
I do not give a crap.
Yeah.
She needs to go back to Dark Order. She is doing absolutely nothing in Yas.
Yep.
So correct. Just just go. Like, was this the beginning of the fallout from for Dark Order? Was she the one to leave first, or yeah. was it Stu and Alan? Were they first?
They left, and they like, well, Alan Angels left.
Yeah.
So
and I now mean, he took over for Violent by Design because.
Yeah.
Rob, let me just take a quick detour because I don't think that we're gonna talk about this
sure.
because we rarely talk about Impact on the show. Eric Young legitimately got murdered on Impact last night. I'm not saying that someone kicked the crap out of him. They literally stabbed him with a prison knife. You know what a prison knife like?
Oh yeah,
a piece of glass with.
Yeah,
they
call it like a shank, I think, right?
Have no idea what's it called. Like Cody Deaner, like he should be in prison. They got it on footage. Like it was a really well produced segment, like the ones they did before, like making Violent by Design a thing, like in the prison. It was really great, like most vignettes for Violent by Design. And then was it Alan Angels? Was he the one who brainwashed Cody Deaner into like murdering someone?
I think that's what I'm going with. But
like, this is weird. Like Alan Angels left AEW's really weird faction to go into Impact and join a really weird faction. This is great. So maybe Eric Young is heading back to WWE. This is something that I will gladly see. But I actually wanted to see Eric Young versus Bryan Danielson so much. I needed that. But I see him going back to WWE because I don't think there's going to be anything for him in AEW. Not anything. Like, there are a lot of people that he can face there. But, like, I think he's going to be lost in the shuffle because I see a lot of people who are lost in the shuffle in AEW right now, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what were we talking about
before? We're just moving on to the main event of Dynamite. We had the Elite taking on Death Triangle. Death Triangle was up 2-0 in the best of seven, and mm-hmm. we had a pretty damn good match for match number three. The Elite got the win. What do you think of this match?
It was back and forth. It was basically an Elite and Death Triangle match. You're gonna get what you expect, and I like that it was different from the match they had at the pay-per-view. It was different from the match they had last week. I'm glad that we don't get this match for next week because, like, we're going to have a break from that. Because I am really, really afraid that because we've seen this match so much, like, not only the match, but, like, different variations of this match. We've seen that a lot. I know that
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All know that it's gonna be great because the two teams themselves are amazing. It's like New Day versus Usos. We've been beaten over the head with this match. Yeah, we always watch it because what? We're not gonna watch this match. Like two of the probably the best tag teams out there right now, and probably ever. Of course, we're gonna watch the match. And I was really afraid that they're gonna make it boring because like we've seen it not only so much but like frequently, like the last 2 weeks we've seen it already. So I'm glad that we're gonna have next week off, and of course Kenny versus Will Ospreay at Wrestle Kingdom, it's gonna slap. But it was what it was. We get friction in Death Triangle because of the hammer.
Hammer. Yep.
Because they wanted to be Hammer Time, but it wasn't.
Well, yeah, that was AEW Dynamite. Pretty solid Dynamite that took place in Indianapolis, Indiana. Tonight, AEW Rampage. AEW Rampage was taped on Wednesday night. So we had that. We had Cole Carter taking on Darby Allin. I think I know who's going to win that match. Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett taking on Private Party. Athena taking on Danny Moe. And then we have a lumberjack match for the AEW All-Atlantic Championship, Orange Cassidy versus
Lumberjack matches.
QT Marshall. So I think I'm with you on the lumberjack matches for the most part, but anything involving Orange Cassidy and a lot of people, I'm actually anxious to see. So we'll have to see. Well,
let me just
swallow. Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
So, how many lumberjack matches have we seen in AEW? Because I can think of one.
One.
Surely there must be another. I remember Luchasaurus versus Wardlow. That's it.
Yeah. Didn't they have the women's one a couple weeks ago? With Paige made it like official. I swear they.
Oh God!
One.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So
my memory sucks. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's that.
You know what time it is, Maggie?
No.
A damn fine cup of coffee.
This is great. I need you to help me with the pronunciation of this. Is it Galapagos penguin or what?
I think it's Galapagos. Yeah, I think you got it. Because
Galapagos penguin. Like they're probably the world's rarest penguin, which are starting to reproduce more and more, so they they can actually make a comeback. And even though the population have suffered greatly from the influx of invasive species like cats and a determined conservation effort is seeing their numbers rebound. So this is great. Like, do you, Rob, do you like penguins?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. He's one of Batman's biggest villains too. I do like him.
Probably one of my favorite Batman movies. Okay. Yeah. So that's
Batman Returns or
yeah.
The Batman. Mm-hmm, I like the Batman too, but anyways, yeah, I do like the animal. They're great.
They're making really, really funny sounds.
Okay.
They're like having really nice suits.
We're going to need that out. Then, so that's 50 minutes. Yep. We're Soupy.
Hi to Soupy, who's on vacation. Well, he's returning from vacation, which sucks because we want him to rest and have a great time. But like next week, he's going to be here. So we're kind of, selfish. So we're gonna be so glad to have him back. When they fall, when they walk in groups, because like they're a big happy family, so when they walk and one of them slips, they go so, which probably means what the fuck or haha.
you gotta stop.
You okay? Come on, it's not that funny.
It is to me. Okay.
Get a grip. So they're so cute. Okay, I've never seen a penguin like in person. I hate extremely cold weather, so I hope I never see one. Penguins are really cute. So I'm glad that they're gonna continue being a thing. because they're so cute, they deserve to be out there.
Yeah, I love the ones that were in the movie Madagascar too. You ever see that movie, the animated?
Don't like that movie.
Oh, they're hilarious though.
I know, but like I don't get it. It's like with the panda. What was the panda called?
I don't know. The only
the Kung Fu Panda. I don't get this movie. Like seriously,
no,
I don't get. You know what I don't get also, and people are gonna hate me for that. I hate the Minions.
Oh really?
I really hate the Minions. They're annoying as fuck. And when banana. They go, and banana. Banana.
Oh, you did it better than I did.
Fucking go away, dude. Like, you're annoying. Go have a banana on your own because I hate bananas.
But one thing we do love are super chats. And our good friend D-Lo Diggs sends us a super chat. Says, love you too. Sorry I'm late checking up on the show. Hey, man, you don't need to be sorry.
Where have you been?
Okay. Well, I was going to say you don't need to be sorry, but I guess you do need to be sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, Serbia and Switzerland are about to murder each other on the field, so that's fine. Oh, my God.
Okay. So that was our Cooper effect. And we went straight into talking about murder, so that's good.
There was a lot of murder on wrestling this week, so that's, you know, oh, my God, just stop the match.
Maggie, what do you think of Survivor Series?
I'm sorry, this is distracting. Survivor Series, okay. A lot of things didn't make sense to me, but that ending, you know, when the Usos hugged Sammy, this was so great. I don't know who on Twitter, but when they hugged, they they did the Titanic music. This is so great. This again, I told you that I was gonna say this at some point of our show. This makes me angry because when you see that good of a storytelling in WWE, it just means that they don't give a crap about the rest of the show. This is pissing me off.
D'Lo said that was him.
Oh, kudos. And again, where have you been? bravo to D'Lo Diggs. I enjoyed this so much. Credits to D'Lo. It's so great. So great. The storytelling in the men's Survivor Series match was better. The action in the women's War Games match was better. Like, there was not much storytelling there, but like, because like people were just so amazingly happy to see Becky Lynch back.
Yeah.
Make 50,000 brand new title belts and give them all to Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
I will not be mad about that. And at this point, I'm going with Rhea Ripley for the Women's Royal Rumble and her dethroning Bianca.
All right. I like that.
I don't know where you go from there. Like, it's obviously going to be, it has to be Rhea, because Rhea Ripley makes Judgment Day bearable. She is holding that group together.
Yeah.
And if she goes away from the Judgment Day, it couldn't happen soon enough. Okay. Shotzi versus Ronda. What the fuck was that?
That was a disaster.
Absolute disaster. I told you last week on the show, I'm ashamed of the fact that I forget all the time that Ronda Rousey is SmackDown Women's Champion. At this point, just get that title away from her. Like, it's all, you cannot possibly have. You basically know that when you tune into SmackDown, the lamest segment on the show will feature your women's champion.
Yep, and that's why she had the shortest match, too. They knew it going into it last week.
This,
like for Survivor Series.
Something happened, because Ronda Rousey used to be really good in the ring. You remember, right?
Yeah.
She was really good. She was selling the crap out of everything. And, like, her moves were, like, flawlessly executed. What the hell happened? And why, like, is she... does she not just not give a crap anymore? Because when she debuted in WWE in the first place, like, back in 20... When was that?
2019, maybe?
When she debuted in WWE, like, in 17 or 18 or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking... Yeah, it was like...
I don't remember. I don't remember that.
I thought you were talking about somebody else. Sorry.
It really doesn't matter. When she debuted back then, she had this fire in her. Like, it was a dream come true for her to be a wrestler, you know? And now what the fuck is happening? Like, what are you doing? Like, no cell refusing to bump? And I... Okay.
2018,
thank you. Of course, I'm not. You can't. I'm not gonna crap on Ronda only because, like, how can you, when you're backstage and you talk about a certain spot that you want to do with your opponent, if you're not completely sure that they can take the move, why do it?
Yeah,
and then there must, like, you can wonder if Ronda Rousey didn't take the bump because she didn't trust Shotzi.
Yeah.
There are different sides of the story, but, like, nothing changes the fact that this match was a freaking disaster, seriously. And I hate the fact that Shotzi has been featured in these. Like, because do you remember how good Shotzi was in NXT? She was amazing, and this was why I was so happy when she debuted on the main roster. I was like, fucking yes, let's go. Because, like, she's different. And I think that it's almost as if she's not feeling comfortable on the main roster.
Yeah.
Because, like, she was such an indie darling, and, like, it's I don't know, maybe overwhelming, or she has, like, I don't know, like, I have no idea, but, like, give me Shotzi from NXT. She was one of my favorites. I haven't seen anything like that from her on the main roster, and it's kind of disappointing because, like, we all know how good she is.
Yeah.
So I just hope something changes because Ronda, like, I don't want to forget who the SmackDown Women's Champion is.
Yeah.
Just get that title off of her. I'm sorry. I'm done.
No, that's fine. Raw opened up with a pretty good Becky Lynch segment where she went into the crowd and...
I miss her.
Yeah,
Becky Bob. Lynch. Just Bob and who's the other one?
I can't remember. Bob was great, though.
Yeah, Bob was great. You immediately see how better the show is when Becky...
Yeah,
when
she Becky was missed there. For sure.
She was so, so missed.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was classic stuff. That was a segment right there that will be, granted, I was going to say I would remember forever, but I've already forgot the other guy's name. But Bob was great. Bob's what I remember the most. That was good. The return of the Street Profits. Those guys.
So happy.
Yes, those guys are always fun to watch, in my opinion.
But like, why did they go straight into another program with the Alpha Academy?
That I don't know.
Right back when they left off, like.
You know what's funny is I've seen them wrestle four times. The Street Profits, and each time I've seen them wrestle, they've wrestled with either against Otis or Matt Riddle.
I know. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, why run this into the ground? Like, it's. All of these competitors are amazing in the ring, but, like, fucking stop it, okay?
Yeah. It wasn't Matt. They either teamed with Matt Riddle, I meant, or they faced Otis, one of the two.
Okay,
Austin Theory.
Okay, it is what it is, okay?
Yeah.
It's... I don't think that he's going to elevate the United States title more than Seth Rollins could. But Seth is freaking over.
Mm-hmm.
at this point, if you think that he's a heel, you better guess again. But
Aiden says Theory is doing good shit. Well,
you're making it harder to give you compliments, Caden.
I think it's shit.
I know, but like, I know he's trying. He's trying.
Oh, he's definitely trying. I'll give him that for sure. He's definitely trying.
Hats off, seriously. And it's better. I know that they're trying to repair everything that they did like the last couple of weeks. I'm sure. I'm grateful that he's no longer going around in the ring and backstage with a fucking phone and taking selfies, because this was so annoying me a lot. And speaking of annoying, where the hell is Baron Corbin?
Where was he this week? Was he not on there?
He's on SmackDown, right? Was he on SmackDown?
No, he's on Raw. He's been on Raw.
He's on Raw.
I don't remember him this week.
He's so forgettable.
Yeah.
You pair him with JBL.
That was
At this point, just bring back the baggy pants.
So we have at least something good to talk about.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens and the Bloodline. Man, this is going to be good stuff. Kevin Owens and the... I know a lot of people did not like... What they did not like is how many super kicks Kevin Owens took and he was able to kick out, but it's like, hey.
Yeah, it's I get it, but I'll always be okay with it being Kevin Owens because I love him so much.
Oh, yeah, that's the same too. And I'm like, that's the way I look at it. I'm like, you guys watch Young Bucks matches. Why does it not bother you then? You know?
Oh, it bothers them.
I know, but that's
it bothers them.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, they get over it really quick, but it's just.
Plus. Kevin Owens, like, when you have in the conversation Shawn Michaels, The Young Bucks, Dolph Ziggler, and all these people who, give super kicks, Kevin Owens is the best one. Kevin Owens has the greatest super kick in the business, and I don't care what you think because you're wrong if you don't agree. So... This, like, his promo with Sami Zayn, like, this is another thing that's, you know, kind of what we talked about previously, like, breaking the fourth wall. Not breaking the fourth wall. Like, being actual, real human beings. Because when you put into perspective everything that Sami and Kevin Owens have gone through with one another... by each other's side or against one another, it really doesn't matter. This is exactly the way how a tired as fuck person would react after everything that happened at Survivor Series. Exactly, this is exactly how they would react. And Kevin Owens reacting as he did was like, he was so annoyed and then frustrated and then he couldn't, like, it's as if, like, it's the denial, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was like, you know what? I'm tired. Like, we were friends. We've been friends. We fought each other. We didn't care for each other. Then we didn't care about each other. But, like, I'm just tired. I don't care anymore. Like, you're not that same person. I just don't care. And this is worse than hating, you know, because it shows indifference. And this is worse than hating someone, because when you hate, this actually shows that you have emotions towards that person. And you're angry about the things that are happening because they were once that close and that important to you. So when you're indifferent, it just means that you're dead to me. Like, So this is exactly why this is so great, because now how do you get them together? What happens? It's so great because I have no idea what happens. And it's so weird when it's WWE because, like, you know what's going to happen because it's going to be the bad thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And this is so great. I love it. I just love it.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to move on to NXT.
Oh, you're just gonna rant for so I can eat, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
okay.
All right. I love X-Pac. I absolutely love the guy. I like Wander Blaze. I like Molly Holly. I like Shawn Michaels. Jesse James. Road Dogg. not so much. I could have gone without the commentary, like, during their whole little thing, like, picking names and why. I get why they did it. They tried to make it, like, look, like, analytical and stuff like that. That's what they were doing. I get the purpose of it. I just absolutely hated it.
Rob, from the beginning of the segment, from the very beginning, this, like, this is one of the first things they said on the show. They were like, wins and losses don't matter because it's all about likes and swipes, right?
Yeah.
This time last year, likes and swipes, it's the thing that we're doing again. Yeah. Wins and losses don't matter. Let's just put in people that, like, have lost a lot. And, like, what? When they talked about the women, oh, this person is really great because they carry a bag in the ring. What's it with the bag? What's in the bag? And if it's not a shit ton of bricks that you can hit your opponent with, why? Like, it's not even a really fluffy bag that Tiffany Stratton used to, because it's an accessory. This is a legit big-ass women's bag that has all these documents in it and probably a laptop because she's a businesswoman.
Yeah.
You know what? What do Alex and Kate call her? Porn accountant.
Yeah. No, it's
porn nice. Accountant.
I like it.
It's accurate. So, why are you carrying? Like, why don't leave it backstage, woman? Leave your shit backstage and don't bring your fucking shit in the ring on your second job that you're actually probably making more money at. Like, geez, would you please explain it to me?
Yeah.
Like, she gets to NXT with probably her costume because she's a businesswoman. With her costume and with her bag and everything. She changes into her gear but takes the bag with her.
Yeah. I was, like, dumbfounded by this whole thing. But, and don't get me wrong.
Do you know why she's actually great? I love her in the ring. She's in great shape. I love the way she moves in the ring. I love her finisher. I have no idea what's it called, but it looks positively gruesome, and I love it. Why are you carrying your $15,000 bag to the ring when probably at some point one of them, like the women she's shooting with, will fucking tear the bag?
Yeah,
and it will be the end of her, okay? Because it's a Gucci bag. Do you know how much this costs? It probably costs more than your apartment. So why are you giving them the idea of tearing your bag, lady?
Yeah, I think they call her move the 401 KO or something, or 401.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, the 401k is like a business. It's a like a savings. It's I could go on about it, but it's gonna be bad.
It's making it worse. So yes, continue.
Yeah, I think that's what they call it. So yeah, moving on. The people they announced for the men's match was Carmelo Hayes, JD McDonough, Grayson Waller, and Joe Gacy. For the women's match, they announced Cora Jade, Roxanne Perez, Zoe Stark, and Kiana James. Next week, we'll do our predictions segment for both shows because...
Ivy Nile?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Why isn't Ivy Nile here? She's such a ridiculous badass. She looks like something that came out from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Why isn't she in this?
No, exactly. I completely agree with you. Right now, I know next week we'll do our Ring of Honor predictions along with NXT deadline. But right now, just early prediction, who do you have winning the men's match and who do you have winning the women's match?
Let me swallow.
That's twice you swallowed in just a few minutes, so you're busy. People like that.
Sure. So
it sure goes down pretty nice because... Don't want to choke on any.
I never choke. I never choke, Rob.
Yeah, you got.
What is this huge ass mug that you're
drinking? This is the, remember, this is the one I got in Georgia. This is the one that I had to buy it because it has the Rock logo. It's Under Armour. You can't see it.
It's so ridiculously
it's huge. Yeah, I know. That's what she said.
Okay. In the men's, we still have no idea. We have one more. They're gonna, we have one more for the women's and for the men's. Yeah. What were they going to do? Were they gonna announce them, or are they going to have a match? So we have no idea.
Yeah.
Who these people are, which is weird, because if you don't have these people win, why keep them a secret?
Yeah, I think Axiom is going to be one of them. Is it Tony D is going to be the other one?
Mm-hmm.
So for the men's, I can't remember the women's. Is Ivy Nile like one of the ones in the women's match?
this is also something really funny. So they have their meeting, you know, the legends, and they're like, I don't know if Axiom is ready to go. I'm not sure. And then the next segment, literally the next segment on the show, Axiom goes and says, I'm clear to wrestle. And they're like,
yeah.
Shouldn't they be the first ones to know if your wrestler, like, you know, your employee is clear or not? Like, this is so funny. It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for now, wishful thinking is Carmelo Hayes.
Yep.
I agree. And Zoe Stark.
Okay. I'm going with, right now, I would say, I would go with Carmelo Hayes and Roxanne Perez.
Those Roxanne is, yes, the other choice I have, but like, it's, yeah. Is Mandy Rose going to defend her title at Deadline?
I believe so.
Is she going to lose? Is she going to go back to the Rumble?
I
know, like, you know, at the time they actually dethrone her, we would predict that she's keeping the title, because at this point, yeah. She's...
Yeah, I thought she was going back around... What, July? I mean,
yeah.
So, we had a ridiculous segment with Apollo Crews and Bron Breakker in a diner.
I have a huge problem with these vignettes, because they show people who go to those like places, the diner in this instance, and they get a coffee, they put sugar in it. They maybe probably stir it, because I don't think that Bron stirred it. They take a sip out of the coffee and then they leave. One sip. Why do you order coffee? And it's also the huge ass coffees that you Americans like to drink, because it's like Americano or whatever. Like, it's not real coffee. Espresso is real coffee. So you get that big ass mug and you take a sip and leave. Why don't you go, like, can you put it in a to-go cup? Like, probably, maybe, so I can take it. Or maybe he didn't give a crap because he didn't leave money for it, so it must be on Apollo, right? So this may be, like, a sort of, you know, a disrespect thing. But this is way, bigger storytelling for NXT than, like, I'm giving them credit to. And Apollo was there with his diary. And Bron Breakker acknowledged the diary. Why didn't he take the diary?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, why is happening? Why?
Yeah, I that's the thing. It's a question for the ages that we'll never know.
Why is this happening?
Yeah. We had another just baffling moment with JD versus Julius and their ridiculous match.
Why was he in the diamond dojo, first of all? And second of all, they have like the mannequin they usually spar with, and they had it real, because they usually have it like make it taller, but because JD was there, they made it shorter because like should because it's JD. Why was he there? He's incredibly creepy. It's making me so fucking uncomfortable. I hate it. And the worst thing is that he's incredible in the ring and it's pissing me off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just so weird. The whole thing just and the thing is I love the Creed brothers, so it's just frustrating when you see just...
Why is Julius wrestling in his underwear?
I couldn't tell you. I really wish I could.
Please,
but
he used to have the
singlet.
The singlet.
Yeah,
I was gonna say a onesie.
Onesie. Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have said anything because that would have been better.
Yeah, he used to wrestle in the onesie, but like, why? What happened? Is it in the cleaners? Are they?
Yeah, just forgot to get it.
Is it on the in the dry cleaners for like 2 months already? Like I will probably give him one like brand new so he can you know switch when the other one is dirty. Like what happened that he decided to? It's his legitimate underwear. I'm serious. His legit. It has the stripes in front of the crotch.
Yep.
It's his underwear. Why? Like Julius. It's probably the best thing on NXT right now. I am so fucking enjoying his matches. He's kind of awkward on the mic, but you'd suppose like he just got there.
Yeah.
Just put a mouthpiece on him and he's the best thing in wrestling. He's so believable. Why are you in your underpants, mister? What?
You had Katana Chance and Caden Carter with Nikita Lyons, easy for me to say, versus Toxic Attraction. I knew right away what was going to happen in this match. Obviously, I knew Zoe Stark would get involved, and she did. There was nothing about this match that we knew what was going to happen, so there was nothing surprising about this match. This NXT, NXT is NXT, you know, it's a show that I'm glad I no longer watch live anymore. I watch it usually later that night or I watch it the next day because that way I can just go through the commercials and I don't have to wait.
I know, it's better.
This show is better. I like watching Raw and SmackDown and AEW Dynamite live and because I can just...
You enjoy watching Raw?
I do enjoy watching Raw lately. Okay. There's times where it's just like, what the hell was I doing? But lately, I've enjoyed it since the Triple H era.
There's been a couple of strange moments.
There has been.
But like, I would just have to, all you people from America probably would never say that. But like, Rampage being on at 4 p.m. Eastern last week was so great because I watched it live after our show. This is so great. And then I had an hour more to sleep the next day because I didn't have Rampage to watch. So I slept a bit more and I only watched SmackDown before work. So this works out great.
Yeah.
I hope it happens again.
Yeah. There you go. SmackDown, really the only thing that took place last week that was that was really worth talking about was Braun Strowman putting over Ricochet.
This was weird. And this was probably the talking to that he got because they probably like think so highly of him that they just decided to slap him on the wrist. I would never have let him get away with only that, seriously. Yeah. But like, he not only put over Ricochet, but like he raised his hand and everything. I'm almost certain that this match will become a three-way, seriously. Because if Braun Strowman didn't win the match, why the fuck was Walter running from him? Why did they make Walter be afraid of Braun if he's not gonna face Braun?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. Graham asks, is Sean Waltman doing anything behind the scenes? I don't think so. Not that I've heard. I know Jesse James, Road Dogg is. I know Molly Holly was. And obviously Shawn Michaels is. Alondra Blaze, they just brought in. And X-Pac, I believe they just brought in. It wouldn't surprise me if X-Pac eventually does something. But last I heard, he lives out in L.A. So tonight on SmackDown, taking place.
Yeah, what's going on with SmackDown? I left that part out.
Yeah, well, it's on FS1 tonight, and I had where they were, and I forgot to keep it on the computer. But anyways, they've only announced one match right now. It's just the one Ricochet versus Santos Escobar.
I hope this is the main event, actually.
Yeah,
because this match has star potential written all over it, if they give it time, of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
Detroit.
Yep.
Caden. Yeah.
Thank you. So right now that's probably.
Thank you, Caden. You're a wonderful human being.
I assume that's going to. Did you get in trouble and you have to say that or something? That you have to be nice. Oh, okay. So, all right.
I could never get into trouble. It's
I didn't
me.
Think so. I thought
I am like, trouble, Rob.
I was like, I thought you were like the untouchable person.
I am untouchable. I say nice things to Caden because I want to, and I probably won't want to next week. So I'm just making.
There you go. Yeah, make sure you guys tune in tonight with Alex and Kate. They're gonna be doing the Friday night show, Friday night post show with.
This show is actually one of my favorite post shows to listen and or
see,
watch.
Too. It's in Buffalo. He was wrong.
Yeah, but like he said, Detroit. Okay, Caden, you're allowed to be wrong.
I don't know what's going on. You are weird right now that you are being nice to him.
I know it's a weird thing. So. Alex and Kate have one of my favorite post shows on Fightful. They work really well with each other, and Kate is hilarious, and Alex is like someone who I got familiar with on Fightful, and he's funny and adorable. So, like, please, guys, watch their show. It's really great.
You know what else is adorable? What the hell? I was gonna say.
No! I'm trying to, like...
You're trying to change?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm
trying to
really
change.
Trying. Yeah.
What the hell?
I'm also trying not to fucking cunting curse.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
That is so funny, Rob.
I'm just...
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Okay, I'm done.
You're so wonderful, Rob.
Thanks.
Thank you for playing that again.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm done. All right, let's at least try to make you laugh now. All right, you ready, Maggie? Hopefully these will make you laugh.
Hey, yeah, Caden thought that. Happy anniversary!
Yeah. Happy anniversary. All right. Okay. Let's get this ready. I refuse to believe my road worker father was stealing from his job, but when I got home, all the signs were there. Okay. I got into a fight with 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. The odds were against me.
These are old dad jokes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I had the dream. I had a dream. The ocean was filled with orange soda. It was a fantasy.
Orange Fanta is a guilty pleasure, by the way, of mine.
In college, I was so broke I couldn't afford the electricity. Those were the darkest days of my life.
Like the rat that died in my bar.
This one, I don't know if it's that funny, but I thought I'd just try it. How does a phone get drunk? It takes screenshots.
No!
Okay,
wait.
See? Yeah, no, I knew it was good.
No.
I just was...
Do you know why? Because, like, when you said a phone, do you know what I imagine? Like, the old phones with
Gotcha.
with the, I don't know why I thought about this. Jesus. Okay, phones. Yeah.
Okay, good. I asked my wife how to turn Alexa off. She told me to walk through the room naked. It was under dad jokes. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Did you lose your thought?
No, I have it. I think I just cut off a joke. There it is. I had to go get my hearing checked. I think it's fine. The doctor said, can you describe your symptoms? I said, Homer's the fat dude. Marge is the one with the blue hair.
And there's Maggie in there.
Yeah, Maggie. Uh-huh. Yeah, baby Maggie.
Yeah, I get called that a lot.
Oh, do you? Really?
No.
Hey, we got our good friend Corey Michael sends us a super chat. Dream match time, 1999 to 2011. Kurt Angle, with the IWGP Heavyweight Championship versus Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom in front of a cheering crowd. Thoughts?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Please.
Take my money.
Right now. Yes.
Take all my money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of my dream matches obviously would feature Bret Hart and Kurt Angle. In their like primes, Kenny Omega versus Bret Hart would be one of them. All my dream matches pretty much feature Bret Hart for the most part. But yeah, take my money. There's so many dream matches. That's one thing I love about wrestling is you can have all these dream matches you can create.
I know. Yeah. And then Kazuchika Okada goes on to internet and says that he wants to face The Rock, and I'm like, oh, when?
How much do pirates pay for corn? A buccaneer. There you go.
It's catching on. People are trying to, you know, to one up you.
Yeah, it's hey, if they can help, I'll take it. William Regal versus Yano. That'd be good back in the day. I love Regal. I just love him. But Maggie, what do you have planned for your weekend? I know you said you're going to you're working. I know, but you're going
I'm working all the time, Rob.
I know.
All the time. Like, I'm actually eating on the show.
Yeah.
Because I haven't eaten. It's 11:30 p.m. Yep. And this is the only thing I've eaten all day.
Well.
All day.
Well, plug your shit.
I will plug my shit. You can find me on the Twitter at Maggie_IK and on the Instagram. On the on Maggie.ik. Where does that French accent came from?
I don't know. I made my backpack cry. Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage. Nice. You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram at Fightful Rob. Want to say thank you, everyone, for checking us out. Make sure you check us out on Fightful Select as well, FightfulSelect.com. We have a lot of good stories on there. And I just want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We really appreciate you very much. It means a lot to us. We love doing this show. It's one of our favorite things to do. It's definitely one of my favorite things. I know it's one of Maggie's favorite things. And believe it or not, we're actually coming up on our...
Happy anniversary!
We're almost there. 1 year almost.
Yeah. Do you remember the date?
I think it's next week. But I'll double check. It might be like now, but I think it's next week.
No, it's not. It's not the first week of it's December. Okay. It was later in December, okay. But I don't remember. Oh my god, we made it to 1 year,
which is weird because most I read a stat the other day that most podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes. How crazy is that?
No, this is weird.
Yeah.
Plus, I've never made it through an entire year doing something apart from Ricardo, no After Dark today because we have to take a break here in now and then, but we'll be back next week with Spencer from Love Wrestling.
Yep, Spencer next from week. Love Wrestling. I'm excited for that. He's a great person. Great person. Excited for that. And it's gonna be good. And then other than that, I think that's pretty much it. So
you're gonna play some ridiculous clip again, right?
No, I won't do that. I promise you, I won't do that. I'm not gonna do it this time.
I'm so proud of you, Rob.
Yeah, me too. I'm not gonna do it.
It is happening again.
Well, that's a Twin Peaks one, so I should get a clear, right?
You're playing with my emotions right now,
I don't
Rob.
Play with your emotions.
Yeah, could, what emotions?
Well, if I could, I can play this one. This one is kind of like creepy.
Back into the television soon. You know the Inner Circle? The Inner Circle will be rebranding soon.
Thank you for cutting it off because it was 15 minutes long. Yeah. Thank you guys for joining us. Please come back next week. We're probably going to have a birthday.
Yeah,
I don't remember, but we're going to have to double check.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I swear I thought it hit end broadcast. That's weird. I don't know why.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.